Okay, I think in the interest of time, let's keep going. I think as I was up next to introduce Flubbubbub and their song Indigo.
In her studio, she works so diligently, preferring solitude with a brush in hand and a pile of CDs. The kitchen window is a spring of inspiration. The same scenes bathed in different light. Depending on the time of the day, or the month of the year, or the weather. The sky was painted in. She imbued it with a subtle glow. The shimmer of the sun on the edges of clouds speaks to me, but not to the crowds. I would be proud to call it my own display.
And Indigo is... Was I wrong or there are... couple, and this is not to take away from either of the artists, but a couple very low spoken style, like male singers that, you know, evoke the National. And I kind of wrote in my notes, there's some folks who really admire the National in this competition right now. This one was in that mode. So I hate to say it, but another just kind of like slow, deep song, which is fine. There's plenty of songs that way. There's sometimes the vocal rhythm against the instrumentation, you're sort of missing the beat occasionally. And I couldn't tell, like, is this character and their singing kind of disinterested in that way and on purpose, or was it just kind of like maybe another vocal take with more attention to the rhythm? There's a part in the chorus, I think, where like the drums kind of pull back and it's like this almost syncopated toms thing, and then that's all trying to be creative with the beat, and then your vocal melody or your vocal performance isn't right on the beat either, so it just kind of feels like a jumble. Like suddenly the tempo of the song or the rhythm of the song is just was lost to my ears, and I doubt that was intentional. I like, you know, this is one where just looking at the lyrics, I can already sing the chorus in my head, and that's a great thing. Like the chorus lyric, or sorry, the chorus melody is beautiful, and there's a nice release when that chorus comes.
I'm gonna suggest that it was probably intentional, all sure. that stuff. And I say that because if I remember right, I think that a lot of the vocal lines were doubled up and the guitar followed the vocal line or vice versa. So, I mean, like I even kind of noted that the rhythm seems to be occasionally broken up or extended as needed, these occasional unexpected bumps or turns that aren't really awkward or jarring, but it's more like, oh, there's another line, okay, that's nice, or oh, the chorus is starting already, okay, that's nice. You know, it just sort of like these nice little kind of turns and twists and surprises that were not all that really surprising. It was just like a nice little pleasant, oh, okay, the chorus is starting already, that's sweet. But yeah, I like the song a lot. I thought it has a lot of appeal. The vocals and guitar and the bongos are good. I love how I never know what I'm going to get from Flebia. It's really nice. It's mellow. It's pleasant. It's good lyrics infused with extra rhymes here and there. The only thing I didn't like is the abrupt cutoff, which was I thought was a little sloppy. At the very, very end, it just kind of like goes blip. Okay, done.
Yeah, I like the overall feeling of the song, and I was able to sort of put myself in that world and kind of close my eyes and listen and sort of sink into the shoegaze sort of psych sound. To me, it sounds a little bit like My Bloody Valentine. You know, like when you listen to a song, you put your own interpretation on it. Like you have to sort of fit it into your mental model of like what kind of song it is, especially if it's not really clear. So I think we all sort of try to put it someplace. I like that the lyrics didn't rhyme. I thought that the chorus melody was nice, and the way it kind of bumped along in a dreamy, like not particularly rigid within the bars sort of way worked really well. I kind of wished it had a few change-ups here and there. Like it is a little bit samey throughout the entire thing. Like there's not a lot of change in instrumentation or things, you know, elements, you know, don't come out in mass. You know, there's not a lot of change in dynamics, I thought. But like, you know, I definitely enjoyed it. And I thought the concept was like a little bit strange. So the singer like went to a market and saw a painting that he was enamored with, but like felt like that the other people were underappreciating it, or like that, you know, it was like, oh, I can admire how great and wonderful this painting is, but how come no one else can see that? Or I don't know. I thought that was just sort of an odd take for a kind of an odd song. While I don't completely get it, I think I admire it.